Good morning to you, Celine.
Good morning.
I'm getting on a plane again. I'm thinking, where's my mask? Do we need to go back to that?
Well, I am myself hopping up on a plane tomorrow on vacation for a few days.
Yay.
I will be wearing a mask because who wants to get sick while you're on vacation?
Yeah. Nobody.
So I think if you are going to be in a crowded public place, the subway, an airplane, a crowded theater, those are the kinds of places I would at least consider wearing a mask. Mm-hmm.
This is beginning to feel like deja vu all over again.
So did you really think that the powers that be and the politicians, could they ever let go of COVID-19?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. We have a lot of ground to cover today. We have a lot of ground to cover today. But I wanted to start with the idea of it's deja vu all over again. You know, you think that we're getting close to 4 years now since the pandemic was unleashed on this planet. And there's no doubt in my mind, I'm reading story after story, this laboratory-created virus was unleashed. It is a bioweapon, no more, no less. That's what it was designed to be. And those that had their hot little hands in it, including Dr. Minnie Mengele Fauci, need to be held accountable. But sadly, right now, in the United States, that's not going to happen under the current disgusting, evil, satanically inspired administration that is thoroughly incompetent and thoroughly an agent of nothing less than the Antichrist. It's not going to happen. Dr. Birx, remember her about, back in 2020? She was on the coronavirus task force with Fauci and the then Vice President, Michael Establishment Pence. She's a traitor to the United States. I don't care how you cut it, she knew the things she was telling the American people were total lies. And she hated Donald Trump. So did Fauci. And so did the Washington establishment. And they didn't care how many people had to be murdered in the United States to get rid of Trump. It was, to them, acceptable collateral damage. Yeah, let him die in the nursing home. And I've spent the better part of 3.5 years studying the data, because I worked in emergency management. I've got a few conclusions I'm going to share in just a second. But it seems that this entire idea of, in 2020, of locking everything down, closing down the schools, destroying small businesses, keeping people home from work, it was all by design, every bit of it. And now that we have an election coming up next year, it's time to bring it back. You know, COVID part two. We need another super pandemic and bug. We've got to keep those Zucker boxes, those disgusting ballot harvesting boxes, where people with mental illnesses get free ballots in the mail, and then somebody picks them up, fills them out for them, and drops them in the box. Or they're harvested and you see somebody coming by getting paid $5 a ballot and they're dropping 100 of them in. We broke federal law and allowed it to happen. The election was stolen. And here we are again. They're already talking about COVID precautions, restrictions, and you know, we've, let's put it this way. With the school closures that they said were necessary, they were not. Mask went from widely ignored to unproven facial decorations to an incontrovertible necessity from the likes of Dr. Minnie Mengele Fauci. Every legitimate medical doctor, let me say this with absolute clarity again, every legitimate medical doctor knew that a face mask, those little, you know, $3 for $1 from Walmart face mask, that cute little My Pony mask, you know, knitted by grandma, were totally and absolutely worthless in stopping a virus. Now, you're saying, well, maybe it helped. No, it didn't. There's not one study that has ever been done in a half a century or more that has ever proven that. The size of a virus is so tiny. Let me give you a couple of examples. By the way, one of the fraudulent methodologies used to push the phony mask narrative on the American public and the world public, I was sent a video. Now, this came from the CDC, good old Center for, you know, Disinformation Control, or whatever they want to call themselves. It's certainly not health. It's certainly not disease. If anything, they spread disease from that despicable organization. Yes, CDC, COVID Disinformation Center, or whatever. That's what it became. And one lie after another, echoed and amplified by the disgusting mainstream media, that if anybody's still watching NBC, you're an idiot. Just stop watching them. Don't give them ratings, because if they have ratings, then they can sell advertising and they just keep pumping out the hits and the lies and the garbage. We've learned a lot in these years and here, but the media thinks we're stupid enough to fall for it again. I mean, it is 2024. No matter how many criminal cases they try to file against Trump, because they hate him. And by the way, you noticed last week, Biden gets a walk-free pass on all the classified documents he's been stealing, but long before he became even vice president. When he was a senator, it was against the law. Stealing classified documents from the Senate and taking them home? That's illegal. But no, it doesn't matter. It's Joe Biden. Or when he took him as vice president, when he had zero authority. Doesn't make any difference. You know, he could do whatever he wanted to. But when it comes to Trump, they're going to find anything. Then you got, you know, Fannie Willis down there in Fulton County, Georgia, making Georgia look like a banana republic. Of course, having Governor Establishment Kemp, who never met a China business he didn't love. By the way, if you don't know what he's doing after he gets out in 2026, he's going to be representing Georgia to the Chinese, just so you know. And Ratberger is going to try to become the governor. Don't let it happen, Georgia. Just don't let it happen. Those are the kind of phony Republicans that I have no use for. But getting back to all these COVID restrictions as we go into this winter now, you know, here we are in the fall, winter's coming, got to run them numbers up. Got to make sure that everybody's back in fear. We got to, the expression, stay safe. You know what I can't stand? I'll see somebody, you know, that has, I've been vaccinated. We can do this together. And it doesn't stop you from getting or spreading COVID. So why do you want me to take it? And I've always asked the question when somebody says, you need to get vaccinated because then we can get rid of COVID. Well, if you're vaccinated, what the heck difference does it make if I don't get vaccinated? Because you're COVID-proof, aren't you? Isn't that what Joe Biden said, that you'd be COVID-proof? Isn't that what Rochelle Walensky at the, you know, Center for Disease Misinformation was telling you? That get the shot and you're bulletproof from COVID. So why does it matter if I'm vaccinated or not? I mean, the lying filth told you that if you got vaccinated, you couldn't get COVID. So explain to me this, Batman. Riddle me this. Why do people that are vaccinated and boosted and boosted and boosted coming down with COVID 2, 3, and even 4 times? It doesn't work. But they still want you now to get the RSV combined with COVID and the flu all in one. I'm not touching any of that crap anymore, to be quite blunt. I've had enough. They've lied to me. Too many people have died. More people, I believe, have died from the vaccine than would ever have died of COVID. And here's another little number that I came up with. And it doesn't take a whole lot of research to figure this out. It's pretty much out there. If the media, they're so stinking lazy, they just go with the press release that the CDC says, or if Joe Biden, you know, says it, it's got to be true. You got a situation when it comes to all of this nonsense and all of the lies that have been told. And we were all told that COVID was going to be such a killer. We all had to stay home. Stay safe. Quarantine. If I ever hear that term quarantine again. Anybody that says that on Facebook, I'm defriending them. Anybody with an I'm a vaccinated symbol, I get rid of them. I have no use for the reprobate, destroyed, distorted mind. They've been given over to the lie and the delusion. I don't have time to waste. I'm not going to engage anymore. Life is too short. Life is too precious. There are too many people you can't reach. Why waste the time on the one that does not want to be reached and will not be reached? I give them over to God. That's all you can do. But we were told all of this stuff, and now they're bringing it back. And they love using the power of government and threats and fear and intimidation. This is all to set up another chance to steal an election in 2024. Biden could never win the election on his own merits or his own economy or any accomplishments. He has no accomplishments, a terrible economy, and an idiot for a vice president, which is the only insurance he has to keep from being impeached. Nobody wants, they don't want it. They want Kamala Harris less than him. And he bows down to the Chinese emperor, as I call him, dictator. I love watching, you know, Antony Blinken sitting there as Biden talks, looking so uncomfortable. He's like, no, no, Joe, don't say that. We got a freak show in the White House. Let's be honest about it. That's not an administration. It's a freak show. And the freakier, stranger, weirder, and more perverted you are, the higher you rise in that administration. Goes back to what I said last week. We get the government we deserve as a punishment from God. The United States has been a very despicable, immoral country in many, many years. It's never been a perfect country, but we have slidden so far. We have fallen away so deeply. And so here we are. It's deja vu all over again. COVID is back. Just in time for an election. Do not be fooled. And all the nations of the world will use this. They love using it. And remember, and never forget, the CDC repeatedly and purposely pushed out misleading information and lies to push the mask. We've known that for the longest time. The CDC, with their monstrous staff, and the credibility they had gained over decades, I'm telling you, they've demolished it. And to be honest, the only way the CDC would have the slightest chance of ever getting their reputation and their integrity back is everybody at the top levels of that organization, everybody, all of them, need to be fired or need to resign immediately, like yesterday. And people of integrity, people that can't be bought and sold. By the way, something else I noticed from the FDA of all places and the CDC. All these organizations that help rush Moderna to the marketplace with an emergency use authorization. Guess where these people work today? They used to work at the FDA. They now work for Moderna. Isn't that convenient and cozy? The people that put out the poison are now making a big profit, and they've watched their paycheck just go to the sky. Yep, it was all about the money. When is anybody going to be held accountable? You know, Rochelle Walensky was wise to get out of the CDC when she did. You know, she took scientific data and ignored it and lied and lied and lied. And I demand that Congress, now you do have the majority today, pull these people in and ask the hard questions. I'm sick and tired of spineless Republicans and conservatives like the 8 that decided, no, we don't need to get rid of Mayorkas. He's doing a great job on the border. Why impeach him? Get rid of the 8 bums, all of them. They should be primaried. They should be censored. They should have, you know, mud pies thrown at them at rallies. They should be made to realize they're idiots. They're bought and paid for establishment creeps. We don't need any more. The United States is in enough trouble. We're led by idiots, reprobates, and fools at the highest levels. What integrity we've had over the last couple of centuries is eroding rapidly. It's like a bucket of ice in a tanning booth. It's going to disappear quick. And we're running out of time. And it's not just the United States. It's nations like England and Canada, Australia, pretty much all of Europe, New Zealand. Once reliable nations have become mere shadows of themselves as they have gone into absolute, total, and utter decline. We need to deal with all that has gone on with COVID, and don't let them mask you up again, vaccinate you with this garbage again, put you in fear again. Here's a little number. When you look at all the deaths in 2020, you think that hundreds of millions of people died the way they were talking on NBC, CBS, CNN, ABC, and all the crappy, disgusting, lying, filth networks that basically traded in journalism for propaganda. They're not journalists anymore. They're just talking heads with no brains. None. Zero. Doing the vaccine on the late night shows. Yeah, get vaccinated. These idiots don't know what they're talking about. They have IQs lower than room temperature. And this is what people go to get their news? Now, we have slid a long way. Our moral decline, our spiritual decline is catching up. And I believe the days of the United States as a major power in the globe are extremely limited. Even with somebody that has cancer and may not live as long as some people can live these days, I'll probably still see the end of the United States as we know it. I'll be 70 next year. It'll be in my lifetime, even if my lifetime is shortened. It's that bad. And people don't see it. You can say what you want about the Second World War. How we got in there, how certain things were done that I don't think should have been done, but that's another story for another day. At least you had some statesmen out there, men with, well, the ability to communicate and resolve to do what they thought was right. I look at merry old England, and I have to ask myself, what has happened between 1943 and the year 2023?
What General Vagon has called the Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be freed and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty. So bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
One generation, they went from statesman to stupid.
I'm Jack. My pronouns are they, them, and I identify as trans and non-binary. Here are three things you can do to support trans children in your school. Number one, be a visible trans ally. There are lots of ways to do this, from having trans-inclusive flags in your classroom to having trans-inclusive storybooks on your bookshelves. Number two, stop unnecessarily gendering things in your school. This ranges from easy changes, like not grouping children into boys and girls, to not having gendered uniforms. Consider how excluded trans and especially non-binary children and staff may feel about gendered spaces and policies. And number three, teach children about pronouns, what they are, how we use them, and why they're important. This allows trans people to not be singled out for their pronouns, and instead makes pronouns part of the norm.
Now, do you see what's happened in about 80 years? This conversation from this actual teacher in a school in merry old England. This is the disgusting, and I'm going to use the term that got every network correspondent and columnist at the New York Times and Washington Compost and whatever, all bent out of shape. This is the vermin that is teaching your children in a school. Yeah, I used the term. I just did. They are. They are nothing but leeches that want to destroy your children. They're the ones that want to decide if a 4 or 5-year-old is gay or in the wrong body. This is their mission. And they get into your schools to bring upon their satanic, you know, idolatry and ideology upon children. These kind of freak show clowns would never have been hired by any school district I can envision. Anywhere in the United States, even including San Francisco. Can you imagine Jack showing up in jolly old England to a school in 1951? I mean, can you imagine Jack wanting to be a teacher at Oxford or some elementary school in England or middle school or high school? You think Jack would have been hired? Of course not. Can you imagine a town like Anderson, Indiana, or Anderson, South Carolina, for that matter? Can you imagine in 1983 or 1973? Can you imagine a teacher like Jack showing up, even if he has a Southern accent, not a Brit accent, with those attitudes? And you have to see the earrings and all the lipstick and everything else that Jack is wearing. Can you imagine him showing up in Anderson, Indiana, or Anderson, South Carolina, or even small town Illinois, upstate New York, wanting to become a teacher? No way. The parents would have basically run the school board out of town that did it, and the principal's resignation would have been demanded. But here we are. We got freaks like that all over the world that are now in the school system. I have watched how this stuff flows basically from east to west. It finds root in parts of Europe, this despicable thinking, and it pretty well runs a parallel path to this rejection of God, the absolutes of Scripture, and throwing away right from wrong. But if it feels good, do it. Whatever you want to do, it's all your business. And on it goes. And God is dead. I don't want to be held accountable for my actions. I want to be left to do what I want to do without any consequences. Life without consequences. Life without challenges. It started in Europe. And that's why you have places in Europe where the prostitutes sit there in a window and wave at the customers going by, and you can come in and choose which one you want from the window. It's like how much is that doggy in the window? Now it's a hooker. You see that in Amsterdam. We have degraded as a society over these past 80 some odd years. And it's giving up a little ground here, a little ground there, and it begins to erode. I can remember watching some shoreline that was not properly protected when they did some building, not thinking about the normal erosion of time, storms, and these buildings now collapsing into the sea because a little bit of erosion here, a little bit there, and then when a storm comes by like a hurricane, it just finishes it off in a heartbeat, and down comes these beautiful buildings by the seashore because the walls of protection were never put in place. And we have done that as a society globally, and we're paying a price. So that's England. But never fear, my neighbor to the north, Canada, you got your share of some pretty strange characters in your school system as well.
The flag behind me seems to really trigger a lot of snowflakes. And yes, I am your worst nightmare. So let's get one thing clear. If you have a problem that I have this flag in my classroom, stop following me right now. Just block me. Or better yet, leave a comment so I know who I can block. Because I will never stop supporting the rights of all individuals to be loved for who they are. And yes, I do teach about stuff like this in my classroom. Thank you for asking. I teach about Marxism. I teach about socialism. I teach about trans rights. I teach about LGBTQ history. I teach about black history. I teach about the racial history of our country and the genocide that we've inflicted upon indigenous people. I teach about redlining and Africville and the Starlight Tours. I teach about the history of Sir John A. Macdonald. I teach about wealth inequality in Canada and the concentration of wealth in the 1%. I talk about the prevalence of LGBTQ and trans people in millennial and Gen Z generations and compare it to left-handedness. I teach about intersectionality. I teach about the Polytechnic Massacre. I teach about the 60s Scoop. And do you want to know why I teach about these things? Because they are important and because they are related to the curriculum. I do not push anything on my students. All I do is show them the world that we live in. The one thing I could be argued of pushing on my students, if anything, is that we should all be loved and respected for who we are. And because of the courses that I teach, all of this can be connected to curriculum. But beyond that, in Ontario, under the Education Act, teachers essentially have the right to teach whatever they think is beneficial to their students. There is obviously a boundary to that, but what I talk about in my classroom, what I do in my classroom, will not break any of the rules. Just because you're a triggered snowflake who can't handle gay people existing does not mean that what I am doing is by any means wrong. It just means that you're an antiquated dinosaur, and sooner or later, your children will think to themselves, why does my parent think that way? Why does my parent act that way? Why does my parent talk that way?
Now, the teacher's name, he makes it public. I'm not revealing anything that's not out there, is Frank Dominic. And I believe, from everything that I can see, he's probably in the Ontario province. I mean, the guy, I'm not going to give it out, but he even has his email address out there and how to find him on the various social media. And he's pretty well convinced that it's up to him to decide what your children need to understand and learn and what is right and what is wrong. He's become the arbitrator. And this is where I have an issue. The standards in which our children are raised should be up to the family, the parents. Schools should not, especially in the younger years. And I'm going to give you a quick example here in just a moment. In the younger years, we are giving children basic facts and knowledge, period. Ideology, how we respond to these facts should be something that is sacrosanct to the family and what choices they have made as a family. Not some choice made for by a government. And the reason I say that, governments come and go. Politics change, and they morph, or they can be stolen, or they can be taken by force. And so education, particularly in the younger years, should be a matter of the simple things of life. 2 + 2 = 4, not 5. 12 / 4 = 3. Certain dates in history. And you don't even need to discuss the right or the wrong. These are just historical facts. Then you deal with basic scientific facts. There's gravity. There's earth science. Not propagandized by climate change nonsense that has no basis in fact. And human sexuality is left to be taught elsewhere, not in the younger parts of school. This desire to rush little preschool kids into being sexualized is perversion of the highest level, but they're doing it. We're seeing it, and we're going to reap a terrible price because of it. I can remember as a young child, the idea of sexuality was not even in my lexicon until I was getting out of elementary school. Pre-puberty. Why are we rushing that on kids that haven't even learned how to read or write? Why are we discussing things of gender nature with children that are 3 and 4? Why do men want to dress as women and twerk sexually in front of little children? These are sick, perverted individuals. And parents that take their children there will be held accountable by God to see this perversion. Churches that welcome it into their sanctuary will be condemned and just pay a price from God. That's right, Episcopal Church, Methodist Church. Yeah, a lot of Methodists have been pushing this garbage. You got transvestite pastors. ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, you're doing it too. These churches are dead. They're rotting. They're gone. They're already condemned by God. Get out of them. I don't care if your grandma gave the stained glass window. Get out. Get out. You can't stay. And as your local public school becomes more co-opted by the extreme left and the Antichrist agents, get your kids and grandkids out. You got to get them out. In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to be sharing some, what I consider some exciting news. I got maybe another story that you need to hear that'll tie all this together. And we'll do it after the break. Then I want to share with you a vision that I have. And, you know, in spite of all that I'm facing, my job right now is to keep on keeping on until the day that Jesus says you're done. My job is to increasingly bring in people to do the work that needs to be done. The harvest is white, the fields are ready, and the laborers are few. And too many parents are laboring in the world and ignoring the church. We've got to change that. I'll get into that on the other side of the break. Hard to believe that tomorrow is going to be the 60th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I mean, it hit me the other day. We have gone all these years, 1963, all the way to 2023, 60 years. And what a world we have seen in these 60 years since his death. And it's not a good world. Oh, we have great technology and a lot of scientific advances, but morally we're more destroyed than we ever have been before in these 60 years. I can remember my grandparents from South Carolina were visiting us for Thanksgiving that year. And we were taking a drive. We were out of school that day. And I can remember we were driving around Jones Beach in Long Island when on the radio came the news of President Kennedy's death. And it was a shock to the nation. And I really believe to this day that the evil powers in much of the establishment government made sure that assassination occurred. And to this day, I am more convinced than ever that LBJ knew more about it than he would ever want to let on. We'll just leave it at that. Finding truth in a world like ours is increasingly hard to do. There are some great news sources out there. There are some great websites, some podcasts, some video people out there doing a great job. There are others that do, I think, a terrible job or do it for the wrong motivation. Some are doing it for the money, not the ministry, not what needs, but what should be, in my opinion. We're just one small little voice. I'm not a big corporation. There's no huge staff around here. But I have a big vision. We use shortwave and have been from day one, and we will continue to use it all the time. We're not a Johnny-come-lately, and we're not one that uses it from time to time to reel people into their internet stuff. This is where we started. This is where someday it'll finish. But we need your help to stay on shortwave. Being as a podcast is great, and the story I've got on the other side will explain why that may not always be the case. So would you consider today giving your support, maybe for the first time? October was terrible. November's been a little better, but we're still behind. And, you know, my time is free. I don't charge. I don't get paid to do this, but the airtime does cost money. And so I come to you today. There are two ways you can support us. You can go to our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. At the website, when you get there, there's a number of tabs. You can find out how to listen, how to find it as a podcast, a little bit about me and some of the other ministries. There'll be some updates coming in the next couple of weeks on the website. But there's a tab, if you look for it, that says support. If you click the tab support, you can find out how to help us here at the ministry. It'll take you to a page. It'll show you the mailing address and how, and also the link to Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go. And if you go to Give, Send, Go, you'll be able to give online. And Give, Send, Go is a Christian corporation that handles fundraising online. It's not PayPal. It's not Sekouter. And I've had no complaints in the 2 years now that we've been using them. So I wholeheartedly suggest if you prefer giving online, you can do it securely there. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. Mailing address, Ancient Word Radio. That's how you make the checkout, too. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia. Zip code is 24319. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Shemayim and Oretz coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift. You're going to love it in a moment. I'll teach you two Hebrew words. Shemayim. Try it. It's Hebrew for heaven. Shemayim. And then you have earth, which is Aretz. Aretz means earth. Shemayim is for heaven, but it doesn't really mean that exactly. It has an im at the end of it, like cherubim. That means it's not singular, it's plural. Why is heaven plural? Because there's no end to it. Because there's no end to the blessings, no end to it's eternal, it's eternity, it's forever, it's infinite, it's amazing. But the word for earth, Aretz, it has no im at the end. It's not plural. It's singular. Why is heaven plural, but earth is singular? Why? Because the things of earth are finite. The things of heaven are infinite. Things of earth are limited. They have a beginning point and end point in space and time. But the things of heaven, no. So if you live by the earthly things, then your life's going to be limited. It's going to be closed in, finite. A heart that is wrapped up in the earthly things, it's finite. It's closed up. And you're always going to be limited. You're always going to be running out of empty. It's in short supply. But if you live by the heavenly, by the spirit, by faith, your life's going to become unlimited because there's no end. You're going to be filled, and not just filled, but overflowing and unlimited. How? How do you contain the heavenly, the unlimited? With an open heart. Only an open heart can contain that which has no end, and by faith. In Corinthians, Paul said, we live by faith, not by sight. We look to things that are not seen. The things that are seen are temporary, but that which is not is eternal. So stop being limited by the earth. Live by the heavenly, by the spirit, and you will have no limitations. The one who lives in them cannot be bound. Want more? Ask for The Divine Pluralities, a great mystery on CD. Now, how would you like to receive special daily meditations and teachings of the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus? To give you victory for every day of your week, updates on Israel, world events, and prophecy, and a free subscription to Sapphires and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD, yours free. How do you get all these free gifts? Just remember Yeshua, Jesus' real name, and you dial it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. It's 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to join me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to the Jewish people who brought you salvation. God will bless those who do that and reach millions of unreached peoples the farthest way you can ever spread the gospel. Blanket the earth on shortwave radio. Amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA1. That's YESHUA1. Or write me direct at The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, LODI, New Jersey, 07644. It's The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, LODI, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, my friend. In Messiah, Sar Hashamayim, the Prince of Heaven.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've got several things that I want to share in this segment. They're pretty important, so I really hang in there, please. I want to give you a little bit of a health update. I really didn't have a good chance to get to it until today. And I'd had a discussion with my doctor last week, and I had to think it through what's going to be happening. And it's time to tell you what we expect going forward. And don't worry about it. I'm just telling you what's happening in the background. One of the things that concerns me as I look at the work and ministry that I have, this radio program, several other things that are started but not yet completed and ready, beginning a church, and there's a reason I did the church. You're saying, Bob, there are plenty of churches out there. Yeah, there are. There are a number of churches that are out there today. And many of them are pretty much woke and have abandoned the faith and have compromised. It's getting increasingly hard to find a church that is Christ-centered and biblically based. They're not as plentiful as they used to be. That's just a fact. Many churches have gone totally apostate. You know I've said that before. They have rejected the Bible. They have rejected the words of Jesus. They've made a mockery of what the Bible has to say, and they decide to do what they decide they want to do, and they challenge God to do it our way, not His way. Those churches are the type you need to get out of. I can understand why many people have a hard time going to a church because you may not have one. May not be one you can trust. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And then you have education. That's another thing that's near and dear to my heart. Education is a huge concern of mine. I was blessed as a child to spend the first 8 years, actually nine when you can add kindergarten, going to a parochial Christian school. I only went to a secular high school because we had moved 300 miles away and there was no school nearby. But it was also a time when schools were still pretty safe. Today, I can't make that claim, even for the school that I went to. That's why I believe in Christian education. I have a young man that I'm talking with that may end up becoming part of what I'm doing on the church side. And we'll be telling you more about a potential education opportunity for kids and grandkids that you may want to look into. We should know over the next several weeks, and I'll have more to tell you about that then. Privacy, you know, the way I do this radio program, why I believe in using shortwave. Technology is something that is incredible. There is something you need to understand. When you do a podcast, artificial intelligence now can scour a podcast and determine what you've just said. And there is a repository in the state of Utah. And that repository is keeping phone records, your cell phone records. What you don't realize with many cell phones, it knows where you are. How do you think so many people from January 6th got, quote, arrested? Being in the wrong place at the wrong time, your phone had a GPS. So it notifies, it keeps track that you were standing here at, you know, 1:14 p.m. and so many seconds. And there was somebody else nearby doing something wrong at the same time. So they just reel you right in. That cell phone can give you away. Be careful what you post on it. Be careful what you say on it. The internet is forever. Many people are learning that now. They make great claims and they think they can scrub it. You think you delete a comment? No, they're there. They'll be there forever. Privacy is becoming a thing of the past. If you go back to just days after 9/11, 2001, there was such a sweeping change made under the George W. Bush administration to begin to harvest incredible amounts of data. It all started back in 2001, and the government had a program that they called Stellar Wind. Stellar Wind, and it actively and illegally started to spy on all Americans. 10 years later, they began their NSA data center in a Utah desert. It is now the largest surveillance storehouse in the United States. Linkability is the key, and also entrapment. You know, our government today is doing something that I find so horrific. Anybody in prosecution that does this should be terminated and fired and never allowed to practice law again. That's where you try to create a crime out of nothing. A process crime. Try to catch somebody in an accidental statement where their memory is not perfect. People have gone to jail for that. Well, you lied to the FBI. They didn't mean to. Memory's faulty. Well, you said this kind of prosecutorial misconduct needs to be addressed. There needs to be a law, if really a constitutional amendment, to demand this can never be done in a civil society. People like Jack Smith should have their law license burned in front of him, and he should have all of his diplomas for law burned with them. And he should be made to spend the rest of his time cleaning toilets somewhere. If we had justice in this country, Jack Smith is a reprobate. He's also a crappy lawyer, to be quite blunt. And he's a buffoon. That's why they're using him to prosecute Trump. He's a total buffoon that has no care for the law. Of course, either does, you know, Merrick Garland, Grandma Garland. That's another one that's a clown. You know, Clown Garland. We've got a lot of troubles in this nation. And right now we have a government, I think, that is out of control. They are collecting data, phone calls, texts, social media posts, you name it. They're collecting it. And now with artificial intelligence, they're beginning to analyze it. Like I say, people that are involved in January 6th, they are victims of it. So here we are. I really believe the internet that we know it today is going to disappear. The folks at the World Economic Forum have been warning us about cyber attacks on banks before the end of 2024, which means they're in on it, in my opinion, that it's part of their grand reset plan. They said it in 2020 that they could use the pandemic to begin the fourth industrial revolution, the Great Reset, where you will own nothing and be happy. What I really see happening sooner than later, and particularly if this satanically inspired, demon-possessed, antichrist government we have in the world continues, what you're going to be seeing is a Cyber Patriot Act, which will allow for total, unfettered surveillance of everybody's online activities, and the ability to restrict or block access to the internet if so desired. The internet as you've known it will cease when all this happens. And it's all time, just in time for the 2024 election. Mark my words. You think they were having a campaign of getting after doctors over disinformation with COVID? When the doctors were telling the truth, this was a test run to know what will work and not work. Those that are building their entire ministry only on the internet are going to be made total idiots and fools because the plug is going to get pulled. And you might find out that it's going to be hard to find a way to connect. As somebody once explained, it said, if you want to see the content of an email, all you have to do is what's called a selector. It's a kind of a thing in communications that can uniquely identify you and as an individual. By the way, when you use something like Gmail, Yahoo Mail, you gave permission for that free mail service. Churches, listen to me. Businesses, listen to me. How many of you have a Gmail account? Oh, Bob, I got it because it's free. Guess what, friend? Gmail reads your mail. They have been since the day you signed up. And now with Al, if they find something that looks disturbing, they'll let the government know what you're writing. If you're a church, stop using Gmail. I don't want to see, Third Creek Baptist Church at gmail.com. Get rid of your Gmail account. Don't use Gmail. Stop feeding the beast. They really are coming after your children, by the way. I've mentioned that before. Indoctrinate the children to be the drones that they need to serve them. Ruin them sexually, spiritually, and take away the incentive. Yeah, that's the plan. It's hard to fight the big beast out there, but you can certainly deal with their local agents. That means your local school boards, your local city commissions and councils, your local county governments. You need to be involved locally. If you ever pray to change things in your state and nationally, it starts at the local level. It also starts with getting your children out of these public sewers that are called schools, where you find the kind of teachers you see in Canada and England. We have them here. And I've played many of them on this program. They're out there. They are totally out there. It's time to get out from among them. It is time to be parallel. It is time to not be dependent. It is time to build community, not compounds, but community. Community says that we know 10, 15, maybe 20 some odd other families. And between the 20 of us, we know how to take care of everything from plumbing to electrical, to repairing things, to making food, and surviving and worshiping God. That's going to be the next goal. And while we still have access to the internet, we can use it for education, but I'm also developing a plan to bypass the internet when that day finally arrives. We can push it back for a while. Now, let me spend a little bit of time. I mean, I'm working on a few projects that have been on my heart and my mind, some for like 5 years that have just never gotten started because the time wasn't right. It is right. And even though I'm facing a health challenge, I know that I put my life in the hands of an almighty God to uphold me and sustain me. Here's what I know as of now. And here's what the plan is going forward. We finally have got it all together. Many of you know that I've been dealing with bladder cancer for quite a while, probably for years and didn't know it. And I've had a number of treatments and, well, actually surgeries to remove the tumors in my bladder. The good news is none of these tumors have broken through the lining. They've gotten, you've got multiple layers of lining. They're just in the first and second layer. And this last time, we had a long period of time between the surgeries to see if it was there or coming back. And it's still there, and it's still growing. And so they got rid of a good amount of it then. I'm going in early December once again for a surgery to remove the last remaining cancer. And then beginning in January, I'll be going through 6 weeks of an in-the-bladder chemotherapy. Now, that's going to make doing this radio program a little bit iffy because it'll be on Thursdays, and we're going to try to figure how to get the radio program done. The good news is the side effects are minimal. They expect that even though I'm having this done on a Thursday, I'll still be able to be preaching at my church by Sunday, plus the radio program. So there's going to be a lot on my plate going forward. And between now and the time that I start the chemo, and even with the one surgery, I've got a lot of work to do in the background with all these ministries that God has said, this is what you need to be doing. I'm not going to sit by and walk away saying, well, I got bladder cancer, so I can't do this. No, I'm going to continue, keep on keeping on. You know, St. Paul refers to having a thorn in the flesh. Well, this is my thorn in the flesh. And St. Paul was able to continue in ministry because God upheld him and minimized the effect of that thorn in the flesh. That's where I'm at today. So, of course, I covet your prayers. I need them. And I'm praying that God is raising up people, even as I'm speaking right now, to be a part of what we are doing here at Truth to Ponder. What will also be known, some additional things coming out about Ancient Word Radio. And I've got another bit of exciting news. It's in the development stage, in testing. I'm not going to say where it is. But there'll be a Roku channel coming for those that do watch television online. Like I say, as long as we have the ability, let's use it. Just be careful in what you use it for. And so I'm looking at developing a Roku channel that'll feature various programs from people that I know, and also even this radio program. I hope to have there as well, where you can now listen on a, if you have like a home theater, you can listen that way as well now instead of on a small device. The church services, the program, and other programs that are developing in the background right now, and some programs that help you learn about how to educate your children and grandchildren, and even in some cases, like me, great-grandchildren. It's a challenging world that we live in. It really is. And I know a lot of people are busy trying to buy up their prepper food and their solar generators and their bags of gold. But we need to be doing really a lot more and a lot more different things than just that. These weeks ahead are going to be a challenging time. We are currently on WTWW, and I am so excited for that opportunity and the coverage. If I have the time, I'd like to take a little visit there before all this surgery and help them on a couple of technical issues, but that takes a little time and money as well. I just believe in the mission and ministry of using shortwave. WRMI has been wonderful, and I'd like to even have an increase there. And the audience, believe it or not, in this world today of shortwave, it is actually growing. To stay on the radio and to see all of these tools for your benefit coming together. By the way, if I do a Roku channel, it's going to be free. There'll be no paywall for this radio program or anything else we put out there. There's no admission charge. But if you believe in our work, would you help support us? You can support us from the website truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You have to do a little hunting. There's no big donate button as the first thing you see. But go to the menu and look for the word support. And you can find out how to support this ministry using Give, Send, Go, or even by mailing a check or money order. We use Give, Send, Go. It's a Christian organization, and I just consider them a great blessing. So the website, truth2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. The city, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.